Good morning and welcome to worship. It's great to have you here. I'm Vicki Logan and I'll be serving as your liturgist for early service this morning. I want to extend a very special welcome to all of our visitors. We will do the very best we can to make you feel right at home. There are friendship pads on the center aisle end of each pew. And we would ask that our members and visitors sign that so that we have an accurate count of attendance today. While you're doing that, I have a few announcements. First, our Lenten devotional and dinner resumes this Wednesday night at 5:45. And if you'd like to be a part of that, I think there's an insert in the bulletin. You can make your reservation by signing that and dropping it in the collection plate. Miss Laura is collecting non-chocolate candy for the Easter festival. If you would like to help her out with that, please turn the candies in to her or in the church office. Our ladies' Sunday evening Bible classes begin next Sunday, that's April the 2nd, at 5:30, and the go-to person for information is Ashley Bowes. And last but not least, we are about 2 weeks away from Holy Week. We have lots of wonderful services and activities planned. In fact, I'd like to give you a preview. On the 13th, we will have our Maundy Thursday Communion service. That will be at 6:30, and also at 6:30 on Friday the 14th, our Tenebrae service, which will give us an opportunity to read through the last few hours of Christ's life, interspersed, of course, with beautiful music. And on the 15th, we will have our Easter festival. Now, let me tell you a little bit about that. You need to gather up your children, your grandchildren, all the neighbors' kids. Make sure that they are here 10 o'clock Saturday morning. They're having all kinds of activities, including crafts, a petting zoo, pony rides, and of course the Easter egg hunt. And Miss Laura tells me that you need to provide your own basket for that. And then on Easter Sunday morning, that will be the 16th, we'll have all three services at the regular times, and they will be very special. I hope that you will prayerfully prepare your hearts for Holy Week and mark your calendars, because Asbury will be the place to be. And now I would invite you to stand and greet one another as we pass the peace of Christ. Would you please stand and join me for the call to worship? Our foundation must be strong. May it be as strong as Mount Zion. Our praises should reach into the heavens. May they reach into the heavens as Mount Zion. Let us march to Mount Zion with faith. The path will free us and give us life. Please remain standing for our hymn of praise, which is, O God, our help in ages past. And we have a little bulletin typo. It's not number 114, it's 117.
Thank you. Please remain standing for our affirmation of faith, which today comes from 1 Corinthians. It's number 888. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved. Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared to the women, then to Peter and the 12, and then to many faithful witnesses. We believe Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by all the blood of the cross reconciles all things to God. Amen.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Did everybody have a good spring break? You know you have to go back to school tomorrow. Well, I am so glad you're here this morning. I have a question. Have any of y'all built a fort or a tent in your house? Yeah. Well, I want you to know, when I was growing up, my brother and I would do that all the time, where you take all of the couch pillows off the couch, yeah, and you take out every blanket that your mom has in the closet, or you take this stuff all off your bed, you have a ton of blankets, and then you make it all, and you go inside, and what do? Play. Sometimes you might sleep, have a sleepover in a tent, or in a fort. And so what was the purpose of that? Was the purpose to have fun? But it also made you feel secure, right? It made you feel like you were surrounded and that you were secure. Well, the reason why I say that today is because our pastor today are going to be talking about Psalm 2. And in it talks about God as a refuge. It talks about how he surrounds us, kind of like being in that fort. And he protects us, and he loves us, and he just is with us as we go every day. And so I want you to think about when you make your next fort or your next tent, and how you get in there and you feel loved and you feel secured and you feel like somebody's wrapping their arms around you. Well, think about that as God does every day. He sits there and he protects you and he loves you and he wraps his arms around you because you are his child and he loves you. So let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this spring break, for our safe and wonderful memories that we have had. Thank you for today and the beautiful weather that we are going to have. We just ask that you remind us that as you wrap your loving arms around us, that you just love us and protect us. In your son's holy name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. I want to remind you that there are prayer requests listed on the last page of the bulletin. And this morning, I need to add one. Our dear friend, Eleanor Frank, who is here usually with us at 8:30 service, took a very, very bad fall last Wednesday. So I want you please to add her to your prayer list and remember all of these as you go through the week. And now let us go to the Father. Mighty God, we gather here together to give you praise and worship as it gladdens our hearts to do so. You teach us humility, to have strength in love as we face struggles and burdens, and to always forgive. To forgive is to be free, and we pray, Lord, for the strength to forgive. Remind us that we are to be united as the family of God, with a purpose to spread love and the ways of your kingdom throughout the land. You call us to help the poor, the orphan, the widow, the immigrant, the prisoner, the sick, and those whom society has cast aside. It should humble us that you ask us to do the important work of something so special as helping those in need. Lord, we just pray that we might help without hesitation. May we be ever in prayer and in connection to you. May we eliminate all pride as we serve, with the only desire to be in showing love. And now we pray the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And now let us bow together as we bless our morning tithes and offerings. Dear God, we give as a statement of faith, believing that you are not through with us yet and not through transforming this world. We give so that it might make a difference in spreading your kingdom. Amen.
Thank you.
standing, and let's join in our hymn of meditation, Lord, Whose Love Through Humble Service. It's number 581 in your hymnal.
Won't you be seated? So wonderful to be with you and gathered on this beautiful spring morning as we turn to our scripture, Psalm 87. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. Of the Korahites, a psalm, a song. On the holy mount stands the city he founded. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Among those who know me, I mention Rahab and Babylon, Philistia too, and Tyre with Ethiopia. This one was born there, they say. And of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in it. For the Most High himself will establish it. The Lord records and he registers the peoples. This one was born there. Singers and dancers alike say, all my springs are in you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Mount Zion, don't you want to dwell with the Lord on Mount Zion? That place which has a strong foundation. That mount which proclaims that the Lord and love endure forever. I think I've shared before that I've gone to China. I had a wonderful trip in seminary, and we got to see different churches and seminaries and even Bible printing companies. And the worst part of this trip was, of course, the flight to get there. It was 12 hours to get to China, so it was a very rough and long and arduous journey. And the worst part of that was coming back. Always coming back is kind of this weight of wanting to get home. And of course, when we arrived, we actually arrived in California. And so we were very happy to be back in the United States. But then, of course, we boarded a four-hour flight to go to Washington, D.C. So further in the air we go. And then I arrive there, and oh, wonderful, I'm in Washington, D.C., my home away from home, and it's great. And the next day, I get to travel to Little Rock and be driven home by my father to Searcy, and there it is, home. Home sweet home. All of us have been on those journeys where we've been away for a while and we are finally arriving back at home. That place where we can be vulnerable. That place where we can just be ourselves. That place where we can rest, collapse on our beds, and just enjoy the moment of rest. Home, sweet home. Mount Zion, don't you want to dwell with the Lord on Mount Zion? That place which has a strong foundation, that mount that proclaims that the Lord and love endure forever. How is your Lent going? I remember when I was in junior high and high school, and Lent was really about a competition. Who could last during what they gave up? Who could really endure? And all the group of friends that I was with, we would kind of, you know, laugh or mock people that messed up or screwed up or had a moment of weakness. And of course, when we got to Easter Sunday, there were celebrations like, yes, I am victorious. I have achieved this and I beat you. Is that really how Lent is supposed to go? No. Perhaps the purpose of Lent is to focus deeper on Christ so that our relationship with Christ grows more. So, how is your Lent going? Do you feel closer to Christ? Do you feel more focused? Have you had a moment of weakness? You know, we've just come off of spring break. There are lots of ways to kind of misstep. Some of us have celebrated birthdays, and some of us have celebrated anniversaries. And those occasions are hard if it's in the midst of Lent to continue that momentum. That's what we are to do in this season, though. Otherwise, what's the point? We are to grow closer to Christ. Mount Zion, don't you want to dwell with the Lord on Mount Zion? That place which has a strong foundation, that mount that proclaims that the Lord and love endure forever. You know, we screw up just as the people of Israel used to screw up. We read stories and stories in the Old Testament about various mistakes, about people that choose idolatry over following the one true God, those that misstep and sin against their neighbor, or taking advantage of the least of these, or just sitting silent and allowing it to happen. Having our end of the covenant begin to crumble due to our lack of faith, or we feel lost. Oh yes, we do that too, don't we? There's many ways for us to fail at this path of being a Christian. There's ways to veer off in a direction we shouldn't go. But the people of Israel looked to Mount Zion as a source of strength and comfort. Where do you go to if you need reminding of your source of strength and comfort when we lose our way, when we lose focus? Mount Zion, don't you want to dwell with the Lord on Mount Zion, that place which has a strong foundation, that mount which proclaims that the Lord and love endure forever? Paul had a problem in his day when he was preaching and teaching and sending letters to different communities. You see, there was a problem brewing because as people began to really take on this life of faith and this belief in Christ, they had been taught something different. They had been following an idea that in some ways is good, in some ways is bad. They had thought that once they had become saved or following Christ, that, hey, everything's fine now. I can do what I want. I can live my life as I choose, and I know going forward, Christ will just forgive me for whatever I do. It'll be fine. There's a hint of truth in there, but it's abused and aligned with something malicious. You see, what does happen when we believe in Christ and follow Christ and have that moment where we accept Christ into our hearts is that is the beginning of our eternal life. That is the moment when our eternal life begins. Because when we die and rise with Christ, we have new life, new ways, new love, new fruits and gifts, and new potential. Mount Zion, don't you want to dwell with the Lord on Mount Zion, that place which has a strong foundation, that mount which proclaims that the Lord and love endure forever? There's a mystery to our faith, and there's a mystery with how the Israelites viewed Mount Zion. Mount Zion was basically the holy city of Jerusalem. And people would share or in prayer hope and believe in walking and traveling and journeying to Mount Zion. And their hope when they died was that they might reside in Mount Zion with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, as Christians, we have kind of transformed Mount Zion into the cross, where the cross is our foundation. There's that mystery with the cross that we can journey to the cross and we can also carry our own cross. denying and dying, putting away, sweeping away, being cleansed and revived anew. That is the truth and mystery of our eternal life that begins now. Eternal life that begins now in you that says, live for Christ. Live for Christ's love. Live for Christ's saving grace that spreads out into the world. The cross. Don't you want to dwell with the Lord on the cross? The cross, that place which has a strong foundation, that cross which proclaims that the Lord and love endure forever. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us be standing as we sing our closing hymn, Marching to Zion, found on page 733. If there are those who would like to come forward to unite with our church, to reaffirm our faith, or to have some time of prayer, we welcome you forward at this time. So great to be with you, and it's so great that we welcome Don and Joan Shipley as they will be joining us as members here at Asbury United Methodist Church. I invite you to turn to page 38 in your hymnals as we confirm them in just a moment. And I ask this vow: as members of this congregation at Asbury United Methodist Church, will you be faithful in service with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? Amen. Members of the household of God, I commend Don and Joan to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. Would you welcome them with joy?
I just want... Is this on? Hello? Is this
on?
Okay. I just wanted to say the Shipleys have been a part of the Lenten study that I've been teaching over the last 5 weeks, and they have shared their faith. They have shared their love for this church. And out all the churches in Little Rock, Arkansas, they found Asbury to be their home. What a joy. Well done, congregation. Well done.
I receive this blessing. Go forth knowing that we follow the cross wherever we go. We deny ourselves and take up a new life, receiving love and joy and strength of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Would you follow? Yeah.